Types are fascinating patterns that are best discovered holistically.
Welcome to Beyond Personality Types, the original InterStrengths podcast. Every week, we provide you with the better ways to use and talk about personality theories. I am your host, Olivier Caudron, a self-discovery facilitator. With me is Dr. Linda Behrens, internationally renowned for her innovative typology approach. Come with us beyond the indicator results to rethink what you know about personality types. In this episode, we delve deep into the concept of inter-strength, exploring how it encompasses both inner and interpersonal strengths for a holistic understanding of ourselves and those around us. Linda will take her personal type preference, INTP, as an example to explain how she came to understand her own inter-strength, shedding light on the impact of personality type and interpersonal dynamics. By the end of this episode, you will gain practical takeaways on how to uncover and nurture your inner and interpersonal strengths, paving the way for personal evolution and self-realization. Without further ado, let's see how uncovering your inner strengths will help you go beyond personality types. Knowing my personality type back in 2016 helped me recenter myself. In 2021, when I discovered my personality pattern or best fit, I became aware of my inter-strength. Inter-strength? This word may sound familiar, but it is not in the dictionary. Inner strength does exist, but it refers to psychological stamina. It doesn't produce that sensation of action and relation. Therefore, before we tackle the topic, Linda, could you define inter-strength for us?
Okay, so here goes. And Nikki Jo Varner was one of my students, popped up in some kind of a discussion that said, why don't you call it inner strength? So we did. And that was it. Then I thought about it. It's both inner strength, such like inner strength, like you'd found in the dictionary, or what it referred to anyway, psychological stamina, and interpersonal strength, because it's inter-strength. So it's internal and interpersonal. We are often weakened in our interactions with others because we don't understand them. The interpersonal strength comes from the deeper understanding you can get from understanding others as well as yourself. And the internal strength is fostered by our methodology, by many people being able to reclaim their internal strength, because they grew up with constraints, or they may even just be in a job that doesn't fit them at the moment. So it doesn't have to go all the way back to childhood, but they may be in a job that's very stressful and they're trying to be someone they're not. The internal strength comes from getting a deeper understanding of who you are so that you can recognize your core psychological needs and drives, take actions to get those met. When they're not getting met, take actions to at least be aware of the stressors and being stressed by those things not being met and having some ideas about how to do it. The inter-strength is a methodology to both address individual differences and have a language to talk about interpersonal differences, at least to be able to understand where someone else is coming from.
When did you realize your own inter-strength?
Oh, me? When I was in my master's program, David Kersey, in the psychopathology class, he talked to four ways people can become dysfunctional and what they look like when they're functioning well. I think he called it normal. I don't like that.
David Kersey was Linda's teacher, but also he was an American psychologist known for his work on temperament theory, which identifies four basic temperaments in humankind: artisan, guardian, idealist, and rational. Each temperament has its own unique qualities, strengths, and challenges. Kersey's work provides a framework for understanding human behavior based on communication and action dimensions. Each temperament is associated with distinct characteristics and tendencies, shaping how individuals interact with the world and pursue their goals.
Then we took the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, read descriptions he had written about each of the 16 personality types. I read one and I said, this is me. My preferences were not necessarily encouraged growing up. My dad has the same preferences I have, but I'm not supposed to be like my father. I grew up in a small town in Kansas in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And then lo and behold, in the 70s, I'm out in the big world discovering that who I was didn't match expectations of me still. So I was a student. That was fine. I didn't have any trouble with that part of who I am. Or a person who wants to learn and study and could easily become an academic. That worked for me all the way through school. Maybe it worked for me in parenting or whatever, because I would study what to do. That would get praised. But there were these messages that just said, you're not a typical woman. And I tried to be, but I never really felt fulfilled. I would go as a young married woman with children, take my son next door to play with the boy next door, sit in the woman's kitchen and not have anything to say. Of course, that didn't bother her too much because she liked to talk. But and so that moment of realizing this is who I am, this is what I am like naturally, and it's okay. And there is a place for me. That released the inner strength that I needed to pay attention to getting my needs met, feeling okay about following these advanced degrees, finding my place in the world.
Okay, that's for the inner strength. What about the interpersonal strength?
That was a big aha, because my son, my husband, and myself, all three have the same preferences. And then here was our daughter, who's different. I began to really understand her and make space for her more than I would have otherwise. It was the awareness of other people being different from me and that being okay and that being needed in the world. I would say that I started to take great joy in those individual differences that people we have, not be as critical as I might have been before. And then sense of the work that we're doing is about interpersonal strength. I try to practice what I preach, which is to take other people's perspectives. So just recognizing these perspectives, that they're there, and I remember that. And then there's the taking the perspective, that you just take it on so you can embody it. And then there's shifting the perspective so that you really shift into how the other person's seeing the world. And some people seem to do that naturally. I didn't do it naturally. It was helpful to have a mental framework to do that. Other people do it through empathy. That just came naturally. They're talented like that. But for me, it helped to have that framework to really understand where they were coming from and how to speak to those things if I was talking with someone.
You had to learn to be open to everybody or for more people?
The fact that I had to learn, yes, was related to my preferences. It didn't come naturally to me to pay attention to others, to feel what they were feeling. It wasn't just the awareness of personality differences that helped me. I was in a training program to become a school counselor, mm-hmm. and a school psychologist, and then a therapist. You can't do that if you can't take people's perspectives.
So you said that one of the first aha moment you had was when you took the Myers-Briggs type indicators. What happened when you first read the four temperaments?
Well, I didn't read them. He taught about them.
Okay.
And of course, he was teaching the way they go bonkers. Actually, there were just two patterns in the descriptions they had written up, the INTP and the INFP pattern that I related to. And I had a close score on the Myers-Briggs with T and F. So I related to both of them. Those descriptions were not the most refined descriptions in the world. by this time, David Frizzi hadn't written the Please Understand Me, so where there was a much more thorough description. There wasn't anything written.
David Kersey authors the influential books Please Understand Me and Please Understand Me Too, which delve into his temperament theory. The first book, published in 1978, introduced the Kersey Temperament Sorter, a self-assessment tool that categorizes individuals into one of four temperaments. The sequel, Please Understand Me Too, expands on this theory, offering in-depth descriptions of the four temperaments and their associated behaviors in various aspects of life, such as mating, parenting, and leadership. How did the aha moment, when you said, okay, that's me, how did that moment influence your career?
The question about how did my awareness of my personality type help me along the way? I think I just felt freer to pursue avenues of inquiry, to become an expert, which was really what I wanted. I learned not only Kersey's stuff. I studied a little bit about DISC and social styles. I learned the Jungian approach of the eight function model was just coming on. I was part of the Association for Psychological Type. I think the whole career path was just following this constant desire to become an expert and to share knowledge. And that's what I do now. The most frustrating thing for me is as the knowledge expands and I can't be expert enough. So there's always more stuff. Now it's culture. So I should probably learn about culture. Although at my age, I've decided that there are some people who know about it more than me, so I can just consult them.
I'm sure you will end up studying culture.
Maybe. Oh, one other thing. In 2017, I switched to doing online courses. So I'm studying those things. And with COVID, there were more products. So I'm constantly wanting to learn more products and make things better. That's another aspect of my personality. People with my preferences and some others want to always improve whatever it is.
Linda identified the core psychological needs of the pattern. Individuals unconsciously and consciously seek every avenue to have these needs met. For some of us, the core needs are for finding a unique identity and meaning that comes from having a sense of purpose and working towards a greater good. For others, the core needs are for having a place to contribute, belonging, and security. For others, the core needs are for mastery of concepts, knowledge, and competence. For others, their core needs are to have the freedom to act without hindrance and to see a marked results from action. We can resonate with all those needs, but those that are at our core will energize us when met, and we feel stressed when they aren't.
It's just, I don't know, satisfaction that comes from feeling on track, even though there's the dissatisfaction of never knowing enough.
In the introduction, I was sharing my own experience with my first MBTI results that helped me to feel more confident. It is when I started studying with you that I really recognized myself and recognized my strengths. How did you manage to gather all those different tools in order to help people to reach their inner strength?
It's because I started with Kersey's temperament theory with four patterns. And then there was a conflict with what I would call the Myers-Briggs community, where it's extroversion, introversion, sensing, intuiting, thinking, feeling, judging, and perceiving. Coming from this other perspective, I started to see some holes in the practices. I wanted to do it better. And DISC came out and was popular, and I started to see those connections.
DISC is a behavioral self-assessment tool that aims to predict job performance by categorizing individuals into four personality traits. DISC is the acronym for Dominance, Influence, Steadiness, and Conscientiousness.
This is interesting. Part of it was an art class that I had to take in my undergrad to get a bachelor's degree. And it was also a prereq to a class I had to take for an elementary teaching credential in art. In this first art class, our first assignment was to come back with 20 objects that were different shades of white. So what we learned was white is not just white, and there are many shades. There was something fundamental about the art class. I learned different views. We would produce pictures, and we had to match them, the blank stuff that goes around the picture to create a space between it and the frame. This is a very simple thing I learned. You need to measure 3 times if you want that to be equal. If you only measure 2 inches up here and 2 inches partway down, the line's going to be crooked. And surveyors take multiple data points. It's just something that you have to do if you want to be accurate. I learned about triangulation. So the process that emerged out of these studies came rather natural to me, knowing temperament, essential motivators, interaction styles, and the Jungian-based type gives you a different view, so you'll be more accurate. The more I had to explain this multiple model approach, the more I started talking about the 3 data points. And each lens brings a different kind of information. Now, that's different than the mat, where it's 2 inches all the way down. But having these different perspectives give you different information.
Yeah, and that's why you were explaining that there is not only one white. It's the mix of the different whites.
Right.
That's the idea, the mix of the 3 data points and being open to different shades of white.
There are different shades of any color. I may see something's yellow and they'll say, no, it's green. And they'll be right because it's a subjective thing. So I developed my measurement eye. I developed my color eye. And I developed some parts of my brain to sort of naturally look for other perspectives.
Now I'm wondering if we are not missing one strength. We have the inner strength, the interpersonal strength. So we have what is going on in the head. We have what's going on around us and how we manage it. You were talking of 3 data points. That's why I say we are missing 1 data point for the strength. The 3rd strength I would identify is the physical strength. I'm referring to the essential motivators, how we have the strength, the courage to do what we want to do and how we are doing it. And listening to you sharing your story in Kansas and being someone who... Linda developed the essential motivators model based on David Kearse's temperament theory, offering a refined framework to identify core motivations and talents. This model integrates with the 16 Jungian-based personality type, enhancing understanding of individual differences and fostering personal growth. This model extends Kearse's work, providing deeper insights into human behavior and motivations, and demonstrating the adaptability of temperament theory in modern psychology. A girl who wanted to study it and have to make your voice heard to overcome those challenges. If I am thinking about myself too, I know that it's not only how I thought about things, it's not only how I was interacting with others, was also how I was able to manage situations and feel them in my gut. So that's really the physical relation. What do you think about it?
What you're talking about is embodiment, right?
Yeah.
There's a story about people in my pattern. Some woman, very similar, not exactly the same type, but same essential motivator pattern, who said that her body was just something to carry her head around. The way that works for me is to realize that there's more to me than my head. I analyze it constantly. And knowing that, I can force myself to exercise consciously, learning more about my body by recognizing not just that my way is not the only way and there are other ways to be that are all needed. So then I can allow myself open up and develop more. And then I can let you be you instead of trying to make you over and other people. be them.
So what do you suggest for our listeners wondering how they could reveal their inner strength?
Find an inner strength practitioner to facilitate self-discovery. We have some workbook designed for self-discovery. There's a lot on our website, so it's really looking at the patterns and trying them on, like shoes.
Yeah.
The whole shoe. You don't want to just try on the sole because it might rub your heel.
And not necessarily always the same shoe. We know people who are happy with one kind of sneakers and they are buying every time the same sneakers. Revealing the inner strength, we might need sometimes to try a boot rather than a sneaker. Or if you have ice cream flavors, I know people who always choose chocolate. The inner strength approach, it's about daring to try something different, open our mind to another lens or another ice cream flavor that could be vanilla, but that could be also strawberry. And then realizing that, even though I love chocolate, I love also to have chocolate and strawberry. That makes me feel more whole, W-H-O-L-E. My personality, it's not only defined by the MBTI results. The results gave me information, but the more I am exploring with specific lenses, the more I have a better understanding of myself.
Yeah, I think it's not only the lenses. Some of it's around self-development. My capacities for attending to people's needs have increased greatly, not only from my training as a therapist, but just from my awareness that got increased by understanding other people's differences and learning to notice what's needed in the situation as opposed to what I'm most inclined to do. The other piece, when you talked about the shoes, I remember this phrase, walk a mile in someone's shoes. That's what we're trying to do to help with the interpersonal piece. You know, part of that's making space for others. That's perspective taking and perspective shifting that we've talked about. Coming from a particular perspective, recognizing that perspective and speaking to it can be very helpful to that person to show that you understand them. Not to be used to manipulate them, because they'll pick that up and that'll cause harm, but just to meet them at their view of the world. By experiencing other people, we start to have more capacity to feel into people who are different from us. And then in times of difficulties, have more interpersonal skill. Even though my husband and myself have the same patterns, I really still need to see that he's different from me in more ways than gender. And his perspectives are on certain things, we're really at odds. Then I need to think about, I wonder what he's worried about with this, whereas I'm not worried about it. Hopefully that will transfer if we do this enough and we'll have world peace.
At the beginning of the episode, I promised you some practical insights. Here you go. The inner strength allows you to understand yourself and others more deeply, leading to improved personal growth and fulfillment and enhanced relationships with others. The development of your inner strength is facilitated through self-discovery and the understanding of personality differences. This process involves recognizing your core psychological needs and drives, taking actions to meet these needs, and being aware of stressors that arise when these needs are unmet. Additionally, we emphasized the importance of embracing different perspectives and practicing perspective taking and shifting. Remember to walk the mile in someone's shoes before using your old good ways to react. Doing so will enhance interpersonal skills and empathy, improving your relationships. Working with an inter-strength practitioner to facilitate self-discovery will help you develop and strengthen your psychological and interpersonal strengths. To learn more about the InterStrengths approach or to find an InterStrengths practitioner, visit interstrengths.org. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this discussion, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review to help others find the show. Remember to subscribe if you don't want to miss next week's episode. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Beyond Personality Types. Thanks again for tuning in. We are Olivier Caudron and Linda Behrens. Stay curious and eager to learn until we meet again in our next episode.